From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. We've heard a lot lately about healthcare.gov, the federal government's troubled health insurance website, but some states that set up their own exchanges are also struggling. Oregon has had so many problems with its computer systems that people there who want insurance have been filling out paper applications. Well, on Friday, Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber announced they would hire 100 more people to process these paper applications. And because processing paper is so cumbersome, Christian Fodenvenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports the state has yet to enroll a single person on the exchange.
When Cover Oregon opened October 1st, Executive Director Rocky King was excited. He'd been preparing for years.
Day one, we are accepting applications. And staff, the Oregon Health Authority, and Cover Oregon are ready to process those applications.
Back then, King conceded there were still glitches with the site, but he said that by mid to late October, they'd be worked out. Now it's November, and it's clear a quick fix is not in the cards. So Cover Oregon has turned to old-fashioned paper applications. People can either download one off the website or go in person to have somebody walk them through it. NPR made a request to visit a call center to see the process, but was turned down for security reasons. Instead, spokeswoman Amy Farver explained how it'll work.
We have on our website right now a place where people who want to wait can give us their email address, and we will email them when the system is fully functional. We also hear from a lot of people who are really chomping at the bit to get started, and they want to send in their paper application as soon as they can, and either way is fine with us.
But some consumers are frustrated. Amanda Thomas lives in Oregon but works for an Australian company putting up science exhibitions. As an independent contractor, she has to buy her own insurance.
Did not have a lot of good luck with the site, I must admit.
She says not all the links worked, and when she tried to sign up, she was guided to a list of insurance brokers.
What I ended up doing was calling one of the brokers, and he explained the whole situation in much more detail and much more understandably, and his advice was wait and sign up later.
The paper application is 20 pages long and asks for everything from name and the number of people in your household to pension contributions and alimony payments. Cover Oregon spokeswoman Amy Farver says applicants need to fill it in and send it back.
And then we do an eligibility determination in-house on their behalf.
That means Cover Oregon staff comb through documents to find out whether someone's eligible for a tax break or for Medicaid. The sporadic functionality of the federal government's website can make it hard to check on that eligibility, but Cover Oregon software is also troublesome.
When we run, a test case, a test household, to determine eligibility, most of the time it works just fine. But there are times when it doesn't. It tends to happen more often with more complex households.
So Farver says when the computer system is working, applicants are going to get one of three responses. They're eligible, not eligible, or pending, meaning further communication with Cover Oregon staff is necessary.
We need to get to a place where we are assured that when the system gives a determination that it's correct.
Cover Oregon hopes to avoid what happened to their northern neighbors. Washington State's exchange recently informed 8,000 applicants that they did not, in fact, qualify for as large a tax credit as they'd been told. But back at Cover Oregon, let's say everything is fine and an applicant is eligible for a tax credit.
We send them a packet that includes the amount of the tax credit, the different plans that are available to them and the costs of those plans, and a form that they can fill out to say, I want plan A. Then they sign that form and they send it back to us.
All of this is still on paper. Cover Oregon's not saying when it thinks the website will be fully functional. So far, it has a stack of 7,300 paper applications, with more coming in each day. It has 45 days to process each one, but it hopes to do it quicker. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvenzel in Portland.
This story is part of a collaboration among NPR, Oregon Public Broadcasting, and Kaiser Health News.